Hi guys, and welcome back to another Levence episode. In today's video, I'm going to show you how I clean my Levence Max 2, the sleeve, and my Lush 3. Some of the cleaning techniques can be adopted on all Levence toys. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and let's get into the video. Hi guys, I'm UK Daz as always. So a lot of people have asked me in the comments box how to clean their Levence Max 2 and the rest of their toys. It's also something I've noticed being asked a lot on Reddit. Well, in today's video, I'm going to show you how I clean mine. I'm going to start off by cleaning my Max 2 and the sleeve. It is important when cleaning the Max 2 to close the air vent on the top, and unfortunately, you can't use soap to clean it. It's something I repeatedly say throughout the video, so I apologise, but it is very important as you don't want to damage the sleeve. Here we go. Okay guys, so as you can see, inside my Max 2, it is a little bit grubby. My method for cleaning it is using a baby's bottle brush to clean inside. The reason I use a baby's bottle brush is because it's a lot softer than regular brushes. As the Max 2 is not fully waterproof, it's only water resistant, I found this the easiest way to get to the bottom of the toy to clean it without using too much water. Levence do recommend that you close the air vent at the bottom whilst cleaning. I won't use any soap whilst cleaning the Max 2 as it's not recommended in the instruction manual. I'll clean it like this until there's no more dirt or residue inside. Now I'm going to move on and clean the inner sleeve. I will always start off by cleaning the outside with warm water, making sure to clean all the nooks and crannies. Again, Levence don't recommend to use soap whilst cleaning the sleeve, but you can buy a toy cleaner that is designed to clean your toys. Once the outside is dirt free, I use my bottle cleaner to clean inside. I always like to use the bottle cleaner from the bottom end up. The reason for this is because the bottom end is wider, meaning it's easier to clean and less chance of damaging the sleeve. So as you can see, it's a fairly easy process to clean your Levence Max 2 and the inner sleeve. I'm going to move on now to how to clean your Levence Lush 3. This is a technique that you can use on all the other Levence toys. You are able to use soap with the Levence Lush 3 and all the other toys in their range.
To clean my Levence Lush 3, I like to use baby soap. Levence do say in their instruction manuals that you can use a mould soap to clean your toys. I will normally wash like this for 2 to 3 minutes. Around the charging port, I do like to use a damp sponge to clean it. Although it is fully waterproof, I do just like to err on the safe side. Around the charging port never really gets that dirty, but you can sometimes get a build up of lube. To dry the toys, I like to place down a clean towel, leave the Levence Max 2 upside down on it, and to dry the sleeve and the Lush 3, I also like to place them on the clean towel. I normally leave them there until they're air dry, or I'll use a microfiber cloth to dry inside with the handle of the bottle cleaner. It's also probably a good idea now to also open the air vent on your Max 2 case. It doesn't provide much airflow whilst drying, but it must help a little bit. Another comment I have seen come up a few times is that when someone has cleaned their sleeve or their fleshlight, it becomes sticky. This is a common problem, and a way around it is to use a sprinkling of corn flour for us Brits, or for the Americans, cornstarch. Once your fleshlight or your Levence sleeve is completely dry, then give it a quick dusting. This will bring it back to its original state.
So as you can see, it's really easy to clean your toys. It's a technique that you can use on other brands and other sex toys. If you have found this video inspiring enough to buy a Levence toy, then please do use the link in the description below. It is an affiliate link, it doesn't cost you any more to use, but it does give me a very small percentage of Levence's profits if you buy something. Any money I do earn from it goes back into buying more toys that I can show to you guys. That's it for this video. I really hope you found it useful and interesting. If you've got any questions, come and hit me up in the comments box below, on my blog, or come and find me on social media. All those links are listed in the description below. Until next time guys, peace out.